we've not explored a lot in the literature. So again, it's just whether or not you were in foster care, but not taken into consideration the age in which they enter, because that plays a significant role, the time that they spent in foster care, and the nature of their foster care experiences. So yeah, I think the ANOVA metaphor is useful. And beyond an ANOVA, do we do a follow-up test to see where those differences exist specifically? It's not sufficient to just know that there are differences between youth who've had experiences in the foster care system, but where are those differences most pronounced or most significant?